Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, over the past 10 weeks, Business Matters' modern media segment has covered a range of topics from TV advertising and influencers to the future of traditional media forms. But one common thread which has appeared throughout these interviews is the growing use of AI by media companies. Our next guest, Johnny Davis, is the Managing Director of Allied Global Marketing in Ireland, and he joins us to discuss why AI is particularly appealing to Gen Z audiences. Johnny, before we discuss Allied Global Marketing, I'd like to hear about your journey with Honey and Buzz.
Morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Honey and Buzz was the agency that I set up with my brother, Paddy. We took on global clients, but with key Irish clients as well, like Heineken, that we have still retain as a client, and we've grown. So brand experience is for us. What we talked about at the time, and we still do today, is about experience is everything, and that anything can be an experience. What traditionally in the industry was about events, what we took through was to be able to grow that from what starting as an event, but also looking at how we can amplify an event, how we can use digital, virtual, to be able to speak to more people and promote into that event as well. So that the experience is a lot larger than the initial, say, event side of it.
You're dealing with some really impressive clients. How did that come about?
When you do good work, it tends to get noticed, and that's how we build it. So like I said previously, you know, Heineken have always been a cornerstone client of someone we've worked with across portfolio brands, whether that's, say, it's Birra Moretti or Heineken, or we launched part of the team that launched Heineken 00 in Ireland. And from an Irish perspective, you know, we work with McDonald's, we worked with Volkswagen, previously worked with the likes of Cadbury. So we've always had a very strong Irish base. And the growth comes from doing good work.
Talk to us about the acquisition process and how the business was integrated with Allied Global Marketing.
We had worked with Allied for a few years, mainly in Europe. Allied traditionally has a lot of entertainment and lifestyle brands. So you're probably looking at nearly every streamer that you know, so whether that's Netflix or Amazon, Paramount, Allied has that relationship to the core offices in New York and LA. So we would have worked with them hand in hand to deliver a lot of the experiences, a lot of production of the events in Europe. So we had the relationship, and Allied came to us and said, look, relationship's going well, we're continuing to do this good work, we'd like to try and make that a little bit more official. Not something that was on myself and Paddy's radar, but something that we, you know, considered. And I think for us, the big driving force to make the deal happen was the opportunity to work with some of the brands that we now work with. We're currently working, say, across Paramount, Netflix in London. So, for example, right now we're working with Paramount on South Park on the launch of the new game they have, Snow Day. The opportunity to work with those kind of brands is probably the dream and why you get into this game. So for us, that made that decision quite easy.
Now, I know that Allied Global Marketing is looking to use AI to appeal to Gen Z audiences, but how will that be achieved?
Yeah, well, the hot topic, isn't it, with AI at the moment. I think there's a few areas, I think, for AI right now. I'll get to it on Gen Z. I mean, the first is, pretty much every agency, I think, is utilizing AI in some manner. And I think there's good and bad to that. I think, firstly, one of the things we have at Allied that I think is really important is a sandbox AI system, which means that anything that we are putting into our system stays there. It's not being shared externally, because we obviously have very strict NDAs with clients. And we have to ensure that we keep that security and that safety there, any information that would be private or sensitive or confidential. So that's a really important first thing, is that anytime people are using AI, it should be protected and it should have that. And everyone in the agency should be aware of that, or any business that's using it. So that's crucial for us. Then it's the tools themselves. I mean, what I love from an AI perspective of what we do is, you know, we work in a creative industry. If you sit on 6, 7, 8 hours of Teams calls and then have to start into a brainstorm and start to turn the creative calls, it can be difficult. What's great about some of the AI tools are they're taking some of those rote, kind of more functional elements of what we do, and automating. And it can be as simple as writing the meeting notes from a meeting from the that's on our team, saving people a bit of time there, getting the actions out. That's a real basic, simple way. Then looking at, you know, that'll free up a bit more time, which allows us to think better, think more on our clients. I think there's a couple of things for Gen Z that are important. Probably number one is authenticity. So whereas Gen Z may be growing up with AI, I think being authentic is so important. And that's your first point that you have to get across. So like I said, having it just coming from a machine isn't going to work. It needs to be the two together. I think also, like, if you look at some of the other areas, like social responsibility is also crucial to Gen Z. So making sure that's included in what you're doing.
I'm speaking to Johnny Davis, Managing Director for Allied Global Marketing in Ireland. Johnny, what media channels are best for reaching the Gen Z market segment?
Yeah, well, look, if you're asking me specifically around a media channel, I'm always going to kind of back the horse that we're on to some degree, which is a brand experience. And I think it really, really does resonate. I don't think it's the only thing, and I don't think anyone should ever say, yeah, it must be just, you know, let's use the obvious example, it's going to have to be TikTok. It's the only way. It's definitely not the only way. You have to have a good, strong media mix. But from my side, what's really important is to have a strong experience at the heart of what you're doing. Now, what could that experience be? Could it be a virtual experience? Could it be in-game? Could it be an event? They're all decisive, but having that experience is what will really stand out. And that's what we're about.
Can you give us an example of a project that has integrated AI to appeal to a Gen Z audience?
Yeah, but you know what I'm going to do is go back a few years, interestingly, on that one, now that you say it, because the other piece I think is really important is AI has always been, it's not completely new here. It's not something that, you know, we suddenly in the last 6 months with OpenAI that it's suddenly that's all changed, or ChatGPT, like, We've been using different types of AI for years, and I think that's one of the things that we started in Honey and Buzz was to be at the forefront of new technologies and to make sure that, A, we understand it so we can help our clients. And one of the things we did was we were able to create an experience for Jack Daniel's. People were able to enter in their social media handles, and we were able to take the posts that they had created and put them through AI learning, and then be able to make suggestions on what type of cocktail they would like. So, using Jack Daniel's as the kind of brand that wraps that.
And apart from Microsoft Copilot, what other AI tools are you using right now?
Well, we actually have a Allied GPT, which takes through the APIs of some of the biggest, say, of Claude, of ChatGPT, of kind of numerous AI systems and programs, and build them all into the one that we use, which is the same one I was talking about earlier, which is the Sandbox platform. So we're able to take all that. So we have quite a powerful tool at our hands here that we're able to use, and that can be to develop campaigns for our clients, to sense check the work that we're doing, to be able to develop strategy, we can even like look back at every pitch proposal that we've ever put in front of a client to be able to pull information for what's needed or data. So being able to aggregate huge amounts of data and be able to give that back to our clients is something that's great through Allied GPT.
And how useful is that tool for brainstorming purposes?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's as good as the prompts. And that's probably one of the things, if I was to talk to you about advice, is, you know, knowing and understanding learning prompting. Because you have to ask. And knowing the what to ask and how to ask to get that. And then into the refining. Don't just settle for the first answer. You know, push that, change it, ask, mold it. And I think that's the real talent, to be able to get the best success in that. It's actually funny, like, we do it ourselves anyway. We have a couple of things we talk about here as an agency. We always have through Honey and Buzz, through the Allied, which is about challenging each other and how that's a good thing, and how everyone in the agency has the power to challenge someone else in the agency around it, an idea, a concept, and have a robust conversation. And I think that leads us to doing our best work.
With the advancement of technology, what do you think the future of marketing might look like?
Integration is obviously going to be huge. And they kind of, I think having worked and grown through this time, it used to be quite siloed. And I think the integration is just going to keep moving and moving. I also think the speed and the pace that people are working at will increase. So it's going to be a case of managing that.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Johnny Davis from Allied Global Marketing Ireland. And I'd like to thank Johnny for sharing his insights into the role of AI in marketing.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.